Welcome to the Flower Files. A little bit of a different setup tonight. You just get me. We want to try something a little different. We want to talk a little bit about wedding setups that are specific to a certain place and just do a real quick short pop in once in a while and be like, hey, this happened and it was really cool, or hey, this happened and I was really panicked, or hey, this happened and I really fucked it up. So it could be any of those things. So today is just a real quick pop in to chat a little bit about our wedding setup this past weekend. I really want this podcast to be a place where things are open and honest. And I feel like so many times in the Instagram world, the Facebook world, the TikTok, the YouTube, the whatever any of the social media is, everything is shiny and pretty. And I want a place where we can talk about sometimes things that aren't always shiny and pretty. So this past weekend, really excited to go to the Tidewater Inn down in Easton. Pretty close to us, very small wedding, very intimate. That bride actually had asked us to step outside her box a little bit. It was the first moment of the season, and I was like, we can be more flexible. She was budget conscious and concerned, which absolutely everybody is, and I understand that. And she actually used some fake florals. So what we did is we did live florals for all of her personals. She had a petite bridal bouquet for her. She had 7 petite bridesmaid bouquets for her, I almost said team, but it's not her team, for the rest of her bridal party. 3 corsages, a boutonniere, and a couple other boutonnieres. And that was all she had as far as live flowers went. Worked with her planner to make sure everything was going to be set up. Props to her for some of the best communication. There have been many times where if there's just a day of planner, a bride is like, hey, this is what I want, and things are shoved in a box and you kind of have to sort through and figure out what the heck goes where. She had things color coordinated. There were squares on the squares that went with a specific room because she had 3 different rooms. She had the ceremony space. She had cocktail hour, which, by the way, she had a macaroni and cheese bar. I walked past that and was smelling it as they were cooking it. Not going to lie, I was like, how do I taste test this? And then they started baking bread and my stomach growled the entire time. I had eaten lunch, but a whole different story. And then in the last room, which was her ballroom in her clear reception space, she had everything organized there. So bins organized, everything was bubble wrapped, everything was ready to go. There was a little more to it than what I thought it was going to be when I walked in there. It felt like when I had read everything and looked at all of the emails and all of that kind of stuff, I was like, oh, that'll be no problem. But trying to make sure I had everything exactly as she wanted it, I always stress about that. So she had her fake florals from Ling's Florals. She had a centerpiece down her runner. So she had her 3 rectangle tables pushed together for her entire bridal party, and then everything else was rounds. She reused her bridal bouquets and used them as centerpieces, and then had floating candles in a couple of the others. In order for everything to fit, she had the 3 cylinders tucked inside each other. And, you know, it was table 2, it was table 4, it was table 7, 2, 4, 7, 9, 13, 11, and 12. And just the way that the room was laid out, those were all of the floating candles. And the kitchen was there, and always fascinating. We get to see some of those behind the scenes things happening in the kitchen with the chefs. And sometimes the chefs are what you see on TV and they're yelling and there's all of this stuff going on. And then there's other kitchens where the chefs are a little more, I don't want to say normal, but like they're normal humans. They're not these great big, huge, like loud people. The great big huge loud people. I'm always like, oh my God, I don't want to be in your way. But this guy, I walked in and oh my God, watching him chop was just mesmerizing because he chopped and chopped and chopped and chopped. It was fascinating. But I had to go back and forth with pitchers to be able to fill all of the vases for, not vases, but the floating candles. But she had them tucked inside each other. I had everything set up in the cocktail room. I had everything set up for the ceremony. I was finishing up table 13, last one. I picked up the bunch of vases that were all nestled together, and they proceeded to slide out and shatter all over the floor. So kind of panicked. Super glad she had massive extras. It wasn't like she had one extra. She had like five extra of everything. So it was really cool. I was able to kind of pick and choose through things. If something was a little crushed, I was able to kind of fluff it. If it didn't fluff correctly, I just traded it for something else. The garland on that rectangle table with the whole guest party, one garland was perfect. The other garland was about a foot short. It really stressed me. But when I looked at the planner, she's like, we're just going to shift this and we'll move the pepper here and we'll do this and we'll do that. And she didn't even blink an eye about it. So those teeny tiny details that kind of freaked me out, I guess don't freak other people out. I will say, walking into the Tidewater, everybody was absolutely so amazing, so inviting, so welcoming. What can we do? Held the door. Here's the elevator. I'll take you to exactly where you need to be. And 9 times out of 10, as you're walking up to a room where everybody's getting ready, you can find the bridal suite just by following your nose and the smell of the hairspray. Because it was wow. But you walk in and it's so cool to see all of the girls together, everybody chatting. There's always that kind of like leader in the girl group who's like, oh, I'll take the boutonnieres to the guys because they know what room they're in. Sometimes I think those are the girls who also need a break from all the girlness. So, you know, sometimes they run out and take care of that. The photographer popped in and he was like, hey, can I talk to the bride? And I was like, I'm not the planner, I'm the florist. And he's like, but I'm a guy and I don't want to knock on the door. So it was really kind of, I don't want to say it was funny, but it was kind of funny watching the photographer be a little nervous about like, there's all these women, what do I do? And you walk in and such a flurry of activity with the steamer getting the last minute wrinkles out, the fine details with the earrings going in, the heels, the, hey, do you have a Band-Aid? I have a blister. Like, all of these little things that are happening last minute that just pull everybody together, and it's such togetherness. It's always really fun to see that stuff. The Tidewater is an absolutely beautiful property. As I said earlier, the staff are absolutely amazing, from the front desk to when I have to like wiggle my way around. There was one of their staff members who had just come back from an extended break. She's a full-time teacher through the week, and she had had some health things. So she had just come back, and everybody was like, oh my gosh, it's so good to see you. So the camaraderie that was there was just amazing. I didn't want to wait with armfuls of flowers for the elevator and be in the way of the guests. So I actually got to walk up and down the great big grand staircase. So I felt like such a geek that I was like, this is so cool. But then I was like, oh my God, what happens if I trip and fall? It was, it was definitely one of those moments where it was really, really neat. It was cool to see. But it was definitely a space where, you know, it's a one-of-a-kind space because it's historic and it has the great big fireplaces and all of that kind of stuff. So a really cool kickoff to our season. I'm really sorry and sad that I broke vases. I've only done that one other time, and it was only one vase. And these just and the staff, again, staff was great. They were actually really funny. They were like, yeah, at least it wasn't a full tray of full glasses. So that's no big deal. Yeah, so first kickoff for the season, Tidewater Easton, really cool, personal, little wedding there. So that's it for our first one. There's no other juicy details on this one. I'm saying I'm a lot. I've got to work on that. So we will continue to bring you little tips and snippets and things like that. Where can you find us? Well, I'm not sure what platform you're listening to, but you can find us Spotify. You can find us on Audible. You can find us on Apple Podcasts. You can find us all over the place. You can also become one of our secret members. We have some of those, and become a supporter for us on Patreon. And Patreon is actually a way for us to be able to cover the cost of some of the pieces that are behind the scenes and do some of the cool things that we actually get to do. Would love some feedback. Hit me up with some of your comments, questions, ideas, anything else you'd love to hear about. And I hope your grocery run to the store is great. See you soon.